What up? This is your boy Tim. So this is Wild Word. So thank you for listening. And we're gonna be rapping about hip hop in this episode. So we're gonna be talking about a lot of pivotal stories. One being T.I. and his bout and his fight with Lords of London. We're also gonna be talking about Master P, that Master P documentary. And we're gonna be talking about this viral video. All right, talking about paternity. So everybody got something to say about it. We're gonna rap about it. And last but not least, we're going to also talk about Meg Thee Stallion. All right. A lot of news on her. We're going to break it down. So if you want, I want to hear from you guys. So we got a new group on Facebook called Wild Word Podcast. So react. You can react in there. And you also can, get back at me on IG. So that is Timothy Williams 24 on IG. So I want to hear from you, hear what you think. And yeah, we're going to rap. So into the conversation. Tell me what you think. Thanks for listening. Wild word, baby. Wild word, baby. What up? What up? So this is another episode of Wild Word. And we over here celebrating. We celebrating. We celebrating. We celebrating. I'm happy by my man, T-Tip. Okay, they call him T-T-I. All right. I'm really happy about the stance that he's taking, fighting for reparations, the struggle, for equality and equity. It comes in a lot of different ways. And I pretty much like the fact that, that he's fighting for reparations, So he's talking about Lords of London. He got an open letter to the Lords of London. That's an old insurance company from like the 17th. It goes all the way back to the 17th century, so like the 1600s. And they pretty much had, they were involved with the slave trade and insuring property. And that black people were property at one point in this country. So, or for a long period in this country. Let's keep it a buck. Let's keep it 100. So he's pretty much saying, hey, everybody having all these good words to say now, people putting Black Lives Matter on the street, and the NBA doing all of this stuff with the Black Lives Matter on the court, and that's all performative. But now T.I. is pretty much saying, hey, Lords of London, this is y'all role. Y'all had a role, y'all, what it says, our people has been financially and financially impaired and economically disabled due to systematic oppression and institutional racism. Okay, so they had a role in it. So he asked for very specific demands. So he asked for, he said, hey, we want 10% ownership in Lords of London. And he also want them to give a $1 million cash loan with only 1% interest to every African-American adult in their lifetime for the next 200 years. And to have at least one African-American member on the board. So I don't know how this is going to turn out, but this seems like the track that we need to go on. Okay, this is very specific, and we're actually targeting a group and or a company that already admitted its role in the slave trade. And it's a lot of other companies we probably can look up. And Lords of London do business with a lot of people because they are an insurance company. So, but this is the type of stuff I'm with. So I will definitely be trying to sign. I'm definitely signing this petition. And this is what we got to do, so like the movement is going to be fought on a lot of different fronts, so we're going to need more board members in media. We already been talking about that ownership in a lot of different areas, housing, when it comes to business, all of that stuff. So, this is very specific, and this is the type of stuff we need to be behind. So I know a lot of times the media and stuff like to cover a lot of drama and BS. And sometimes I do too, but I definitely want to give a shout out to T.I. and others. I think he's working with Tamika Mowry. He's working with quite a few people. Killer Mike. I think a lot of these people are helping him, or they're behind this effort. So he wrote an open letter. T.I. got, 12 million followers? So, hey, do it, man. We support you over here on Wild Word. Okay, so if you've seen this petition, would you think about it? And let us know what you think about reparations, and what do you think is the most effective way to pretty much get reparations? So what form should it take? How should we do it? What's your idea? So hit me back and tell me what you think, okay, on Wild Word. What up? So this is Wild Word. This is your humble host, Tim. And I want to talk about this documentary on Master P. So it's on BET. And if you don't know who Master P is, his name is Percy Miller. He was a rapper back in the 90s, like in the mid-90s, well, early mid-90s. And pretty much he's important because he is a very, very talented rapper. But more so, I would say more so, he's a more talented businessman. Okay, he was an okay rapper, in my opinion. But he was more so a very, very talented businessman. He was one of the few rappers who owned their own masters early in their career. And like he said, he got a good deal in terms of how he was able to take home more money. So he was one of the first people to be more independent in terms of their record label. So he got like 80% of his earnings, opposed to a lot of rappers who were getting way under that. Okay, so Master P was selling, you know, he had movies out, selling products. So, you know, this documentary kind of just talks about how No Limit started and what were their issues, how did they come up, all of that stuff, you know. And this documentary is brilliant because I love seeing positivity when we talk about hip hop. And he is one of our legends who actually have come up. And, you know what I'm saying, he's come up and he's, you know, this documentary pretty much can serve as a model for a lot of other rappers coming up in the game. And it just talks about why you need to own your own masters, why you need to own your own stuff, and how you can make it despite poverty, despite violence in your community. You know, so he talked about a lot of that. You know, he had to get out of Louisiana. I think one of his brothers was killed. And he had to escape that. He had to get out of that environment, you know. So he went to California, he went to Richmond. That was still a hood place too. But he was grinding. He was on his grind, man. So, you know, I'm not gonna lie and say I was like the biggest, you know, Master P fan in terms of music. You know, I know this song, Bout About It. So shout out to Master P for this song, Bout About It. But I didn't really know too many of the songs, but I respected his hustle. I respect his hustle. I respect his entrepreneurship. And he put a lot of people on. He put a lot of rappers on. I think Snoop Dogg went to No Limit for a little bit. So, and I'm much older now. So I'm very interested in his documentary because now I can see the behind the scenes and I'm a little bit more savvy in terms of the business aspect of rap and entertainment now. So, yeah, this documentary is breaking down all of that. You know, so at the time of this recording, the first two episodes dropped on BET, and yeah, it's going into all that, you know. And I love the fact that hip-hop, we are celebrating our legends. We got the Versus thing. If you don't know what that is, that's on IG where they got different people who go at each other, and they pretty much celebrate each other's career, and they have to do 20 songs a piece. So it's really awesome. Okay, and I love this documentary because we are honoring a legend while they are alive. They tell their own story. So that's beautiful. I love that. Okay. And like I said, I think a lot of young rappers can learn a lot from him, you know. So one, you need to get up out the hood. Okay. You can still help the hood from wherever you are, but everybody's not going to be happy for your success when you're coming up. Okay. Everybody's not going to be happy for you. It's going to be a lot of jealousy. And unfortunately, that's how it is, you know. Like you said, own your own stuff, know your paperwork, know what you're signing in terms of these record deals, and yeah, and be surround yourself with people who's going to live up to your vision and execute your vision, you know. So definitely, and I see a lot of rappers, like you said, like Chief Keef, he had to leave Chicago, Meek Mill, he had to leave Philadelphia, Big Sean had to leave Detroit. You know, so just because they left doesn't mean they're not helping their communities. They just can't be around there no more. They can't be living and being around and on the block no more, you know. So, but yeah, Master P is went into not only music, but he sells a lot of different stuff, like, you know, cooking items and chips and all types of stuff, you know. So I definitely respect his hustle. So if you haven't seen it, definitely watch this documentary. Like I said, it's not a plug or nothing, but it's just beautiful, like I said, that we can celebrate our legends and we get all the behind the scenes stuff, you know. So yeah, and it's really real, you know. Like I said, they show the violence, they show all that stuff, and just because you come from that background doesn't mean that you can't make it, you know. So I hope people are inspired by this documentary to just go out there and get into business, and not necessarily rap, but just get into business in general, you know. So yeah, so that's my take on it. So were y'all into No Limit? So let me know what y'all think. Was y'all No Limit fans? What was y'all favorite songs? You know, what you think about the documentary? So just get at me on IG, Timothy Williams 24, or on Facebook, Timothy D. Williams II. Peace. You know, we bout about it. We bout about it on Wild World. We bout about it. Alrighty, so we on to the next topic. So I want to talk about this viral video. So there's a lot of viral videos, you know. This one is talking about this guy. He pretty much, I guess he was in a relationship with a woman, and you know, he act like he was gonna give her a surprise, and the surprise was a paternity test, and it said that he wasn't the dad. And yeah, so he said he told her to get 1 month out, 1 month, pack your stuff and get out. That's what he told her. So I see this, you know, video going around in the blogosphere on Facebook and Instagram, and everybody's so upset, which they, you know, I guess they should be, because this is lies. So she is wrong, so that is not good, okay. But I also see the same people who are upset about this. They're not upset about other stuff when it comes to like women being lied to and all that. So you know, it's a lot of gender wars going on online or whatever, but we got to call a spade, whether it's women doing it or it's men doing it, okay. So I hear a lot of people, you know, like I said, I ain't saying no names, but I do see a lot of those same people so upset. Like I said, it seemed like it's a pattern. So August Alsina, he was a victim, okay, to a lot of these people. This guy who's, you know, lied to by his woman, he was a victim. But those be the same people who want to be, you know, making fun of Meg Thee Stallion, her, you know, when she got shot, or, you know, being pretty much supportive of people who are quote unquote players in the player lifestyle. So you know I love hip-hop, so but I gotta call a spade, you know. Some people, you know, Lil Wayne had a verse, said, hey, players f up, my bad, and people thought that was cool, you know what I'm saying. They like, oh, he wrote the beat, he said that, you know. 3-6 Mafia, a lot of them talk about pimping women, a lot of stuff like that. So people jack that, or they support that, and then they get mad at women like this who are lying. So if you're gonna be upset at people being quote unquote thoughts, quote unquote, you gotta call it out on the male side and on the female side. You know, you just gotta be honest, you know. So it seemed like it's a lot of games played. You know, we had an episode on games already, but it seemed like people like games when it's from one gender. So if it's from men, it's cool, but when it's women, then, you know, they want to put their moral hat on. So, like I said, I hope nobody ever gets in that situation where they are forced to, you know, take care of a child that's not theirs. But, you know, a lot of the times the signs are there. So I'm not victim blaming him. You know, that's messed up that happened to him. But, you know, pay attention to the signs in relationships, you know. So, and that's why I said, I think a lot of people, male and female, they let go. But they pretty much overlook signs, you know, the little signs. So the people out there that like flirting and all that stuff, I think it's eventually that's what this ends up leading to, you know. So any type of dishonesty, you need to pretty much nip it in the bud. Okay, nip it in the bud. It's not cute, And yeah, that's my take on it, you know. So tell me what you think. You know, I know the video been swirling around. And like I said, I'm not in support of that behavior, but we got to call it out on all fronts, all angles. That's my take. That's my take. Tell me what you think. All right, so we're on the last topic. So we're going to keep with the theme of hip-hop. And, you know, I love hip-hop. So, you know, I can always talk about the good, the bad, but I also got to talk about the ugly sometimes, you know. So I keep it 100% here on Wild Word. So I've been looking at this Meg Thee Stallion versus Tory Lanez situation, and I've been trying to wait to talk about this because I wanted to make sure we got all the details, and details are still coming in. But if you don't know who Meg Thee Stallion is, you obviously been living under a rock and you don't listen to hip-hop. But Meg Thee Stallion is at this moment one of the biggest artists, hip-hop artists, but just biggest artists in the world right now, okay? You know, she had her Hot Girl Summer, she had a lot of big hits, Big Old Freak, we can keep on naming them, you know. So she has a whole lot of hits right now. She got Savage Remix with Beyonce. She's from Houston, you know, so really, really successful rapper right now. And, you know, we saw her on you know, we always see her on IG, you know, twerking, doing her thing, living life, living it up, you know, pretty much being happy that, you know, with her newfound fame and notoriety. And we saw a little bit lately, we saw her and Tory Lanez on each other's live and they were chilling. And then it seems like one day, you know, they were in the pool, her and Kylie Jenner, when next thing we know, we hear a story about someone shooting Meg Thee Stallion in the foot, or shooting Meg Thee Stallion, and her feet were bleeding, and it was videos. TMZ released it, and okay, so that was the story that came out. And then they also said that Tory Lanez got arrested for having a concealed weapon. Now, you know, now people are trying to play journalists and detective and seeing what happened. Now, it hasn't been ruled, it hasn't really been officially ruled that Tory Lanez shot her, but that's what it's pretty much looking like right now, okay? Then people went to the internet, started making jokes about the whole situation, and, you know, that's where I was lost. And I was like, why are y'all joking about this? This is serious, you know? So she was shot. She had to have surgery and to take the bullets out her foot. And she recently, at the time of this recording, came on IG now, because she was off of IG for a long time. And she pretty much explained what happened, saying that, yeah, like at first, before she came back, though, she did say, hey, this was an intentional act to harm her. And yeah, and everybody just started joking about it. And the thing that got me really upset was that people started making up a whole false narrative about her putting her hands, or supposedly physically beating up Tory Lanez, when none of the evidence, none of the credible sources said that, you know. And that's one of the messed up things that we have in our internet age, is that anybody can just put any information out on the internet and it just goes viral and people just start believing it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a teacher, you know, at Wild Word, so I teach history. But this newfound, you know, willingness for people just to believe anything, I definitely have a new passion for teaching about credible sources and sourcing and all of that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, people just starting to believe anything, you know. And that's one of the things that's pissing me off and getting me upset, and especially when it's to destroy a Black woman, you know, the character of a Black woman. We have folks over here arguing about, oh, what would happen? What would you do if somebody put your hands on you? Would you defend yourself? And people was already starting to cut Tory Lanez bail when none of the evidence pointed to that. None of the evidence pointed to this being some type of situation where Meg Thee Stallion put her hands on Tory Lanez. That was totally false. Totally false. So I don't even know why people was even arguing about that. And then, in addition to that, people making jokes about it. You see what I'm saying? So we always want to celebrate our legends when they are dead and gone. But how about we just celebrate them while they're here? And then I don't want to create a false narrative like everybody was joking, because we do have people who understand how serious this is. You know, I think Beyonce, there's been a whole lot of people. Ebro from Hot 97, Lil Yachty. It was a couple of people who actually sent love to Meg Thee Stallion and wasn't joking about it. So you're always going to have ignorant folks, unfortunately. But, you know, let's honor our heroes now, you know, while they're here, while they're doing their thing, you know, not when they're dead and gone, and only when they're dead and gone. So, you know, but we got to talk about misogyny in hip hop. You know, we got to talk about misogyny in general in America. If you don't know what misogyny is, that's like a hatred of women, or just a clear bias when it comes to women. And people just want to try to blame. It's always this kind of messed up instinct that we have in our culture to always try to blame women when things happen to them, when they're raped, when they're murdered, when they are attacked or brutalized in some way. It's always this urge to try to blame them and try to victim blame, you know? So I think we just gotta be careful about that, and really it's a cause to pause and just to reflect on ourselves and to not do that, you know? Like, don't victim blame, and wait until, it's okay to wait until you get all the information before you speak on a topic, you know what I'm saying? So that's just my piece on about it. You know, what y'all think about the Meg situation? You know, like I said, I think we gotta just show love and just wait until all information comes out. But yeah, we shouldn't be joking about this. And I'm shout out to everybody who wasn't joking about it, and shout out to everybody who, you know, who been showing love to her, you know what I'm saying? And who want to hold and treat women as equals and treat them as human beings. Okay. That's not no simp shit. Okay. That is just being a good person. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my take on it. So what you think, get at me. And that is Wow Word. You know, we had to end it with that though. Shout out Meg 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 though. Wow Word, baby.